Now, first it was sugary drinks. Now experts are calling for red meat to be taxed. A report by the Lancet Commission on Obesity said a tax on red meat was an example of the urgent action needed to address the greatest threats to human and planetary health, in other words, obesity, undernutrition and climate change. It is recommended treating the food product in a similar way to tobacco to get us to change our eating habits. Would you support a meat tax? This is the next of it. The commentator, Andrea McVeigh. Morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Good morning. And John Cormody from the Animal Rights Action Network. Morning to you, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you make of this, Andrea?
Well, it's a regressive tax. I'm against it overall, but it's a regressive tax. It hurts the poorest hardest, deliberately raising the cost of living. And I don't think the government should be doing that. I don't think it's up to politicians to tell us what to eat. If an MP tells me I can't have sausages for breakfast, or that if I do, it's going to cost me more money, just smacks of the nanny state. I don't think we should have to have that amount of regulation in our personal lives, and MPs telling us basically what to eat, or punishing us for eating the wrong things. People should be free to eat what they want at a price that the market dictates, not punished by the government. And I also do worry about farmers in this. Times are difficult enough for local farmers. Livestock production is a vital part of the local economy. And I know that there are arguments about saving money in healthcare costs if people aren't obese and you save money down the line. But I think that's balanced out by the money that the shortfall in the economy, if farms do, heaven forbid, go under, or farmers can't pay tax or employ people because they've become bankrupt, then that balances out, I suppose, savings and healthcare.
Well, what
costs.
About if there are too many cows and there are too many of these animals and they're I don't want to say the word fart, belching and passing wind, and that apparently affects the environment. It does affect the environment.
What about all the people?
What about our responsibility
wind?
Towards that? What?
What about all the people passing wind? Does that not have the same effect? I mean, farming, for hundreds of years we've had farming. The farming is a huge amount of our economy, especially in Northern Ireland. So this has to be thought of as a global issue, yes, but is it really going to make that much difference? If you think if we stop eating less meat, and will people even stop eating less meat? Will those who are able to afford it not just carry on? Because then eating something like steak will be seen as a status symbol.
John?
Yes, hi, Stephen. Good morning.
Morning. What do you think?
What do I think? Well, I suppose with the that's coming out in the Lancet about the tax on meat, I suppose it's better late than never. But I remember first calling for this about 15 years ago. We had a giant pig turn up outside of the Irish Parliament in the run-up to our budget day. And we had the giant pig holding a sign reading tax meat. And at the time, people just laughed at us. They said nothing would ever happen like that. And we were saying that we needed to have a tax on meat because of the health implications that's arising as a result of people's obsession with eating meat. And here we are now, and we're finally...
Well, why do you call it an obsession rather than our right to eat meat? People enjoy eating meat. It's not an obsession that people should be ashamed of, is it?
No, I don't think... It's not so much... I think people are coming around to it now, Stephen. I mean, who would have thought that, news headlines all over the world are now finally officially... It's no longer, it's not so much coming from animal rights groups anymore or those crazy animal rights people we've always been labelled for many years by some. It's now coming from what we call experts and scientists who are saying, listen up, you've had your time eating your meat, but there's a little more to it than what we previously thought. It's getting too serious now.
And you've had our time eating our meat.
What your caller has just said in relation to it being a big industry, of course it's a big industry because we've never questioned it. We always thought there was nothing wrong with this industry, but now we're questioning it. And what I would say, Stephen, is this. I think farmers need to start planning ahead or they're going to be left in the dark. There's no ifs and there's no buts about it, but we have to get rid of meat off our plates and out of our diets if we're to save ourselves and if we're to save this planet that's in trouble right now.
Let's see what Dan thinks. Morning, Dan.
Morning, Stephen. No, I certainly would not support a tax on meat. It's a vital source of iron, which our bodies all need for good health. And meat is the perfect way of absorbing iron. I know bread and cereals are supplemented with iron, but that goes straight through the body. Unless you take, say, orange juice or eat an orange at the same time, then the iron is released from the bread and the cereal, but not if you don't do that. It just goes right through the body and is not used. So I certainly would not support a tax on red meat, even if you only eat it once or twice a week, that's all you need.
And Wayne and Warren Point. Morning, Wayne.
Morning. Oh, Stephen, how are you?
Go ahead, Wayne.
Stephen, so that basically means we're going to put a bigger tax on meat, which people struggle. So now I'm of tax on sugar. So people are struggling on a daily basis to get enough food to feed their families. And that means we're going to have a bigger expense, and basically is there's not enough money for them. Like, there's people struggling below the poverty line here. They're lucky to feed their children. Some of them are relying on a school dinner so their children eat properly. And now they're going to put the prices of our daily grocery shop up.
John?
Stephen, I think it's going to have to happen in all due respect. I mean, I suppose people can...
Yeah, but wait, listen to what Wayne's saying. He's saying, look, you're saying that, but some people might not be able to afford it if meat were to be taxed.
Well, I think they're going to have to do it, whether they like it or not, because Wayne? They won't have a planet in years to come if we don't stop now. And I think
this is all right, you saying it's just going to happen. It's all right saying people are already going hungry. There's children going hungry because basically in this day and age, there's not enough money to keep them. And you want to basically put them, drive them down further. So basically, this is a statement is we have the people of money can eat and the people who don't money go without.
That's not the case. What we're saying here is that there's a alarm.
It is the case because you're all panicking about this vegan thing. This couple of months about basically red meat's bad for you. Really, basically, is it's a choice. I don't excuse obesity, but I'm no ballerina. But the basic fact of the matter is people need, if you keep putting taxes and things up, you have to put their money up. You can't have it both ways.
You can't keep
hammering the people because there's people out there that don't have enough money. And what's going next going to be? The tax on dairy products. Let's tax vegetables. Let's tax the whole lot and we'll drive the ordinary person down.
What I would say to you is this, sir. We're seeing taxes on plastic. We're seeing huge amounts of taxes on tobacco, and thank God for that. And the next
you don't need plastic.
To put on,
you don't need plastic. You can't eat a plastic bottle. You don't need plastic. Eat fruit.
As an urgency, I think we need to do this because we're running out of time. We've still got time left if we can sit up and grow up and face the fact that eating meat is destroying our planet. It's killing us as a human species as well. Our hospital beds are filled with people.
Where are we getting the land from, by the way? Where are we getting all the space from to grow all these extra crops that we would need?
You see, Stephen, I suppose this is happening already. We're seeing lots of farmers moving away from agriculture and moving into, you know, more plant-based farming. And as they're sitting up and taking more notice of that, they're going to have to move away from that. It's like when we were calling for years to get animals out of circus.
Yeah, but hold on a minute. If you look at this, if you look at this as we have done, 36%, the agricultural area used throughout the UK is 17.2 million hectares, right? That's about 70% of the land area of the UK. 36% of the agricultural land is croppable, arable in other words. That's, what's that, 25% of the total land area. Most of the rest of it's grassland, rough grazing, woodland. Where are you getting all the space from to do your project, John Carmody?
It's not so much my project, Stephen.
It is your project.
We all have to take on board. We cannot turn our backs anymore. With the situation has gone so, it's imminent that our planet is being destroyed.
Imminent.
The reports are finally coming out. It's happening right now as we speak, and we're all going to suffer as a result. But what I can say to listeners this morning, who are sitting across their breakfast tables in Northern Ireland and across Belfast, is that they don't need to panic just now. The next time they go to the supermarket or a grocery store, they can simply opt to choose to.
Here's June in Banbridge. Morning, June.
Good morning. Listen, does this fella not like meat or something? I was reared in meat from a young child, and I'm not fat. Far from it. You know what I mean? It has never done me any harm.
I was red meat from a child and I am fat.
Yes, but people are just fat because that's the way they are. They're whatever it is.
What about your concern for the planet? You should be teaming up with John Carmody to save the planet. It's imminent, he says.
Not at all. Sure, our cars are destroying the planet. You know, we're lighting fires, it's destroying the planet. What next? Is giving birth going to now be the next thing that's destroying the planet? You know what I mean? Where's this all going to cut off? It's only another excuse to put people out there with more money. It's ridiculous. He needs to go and grow up. really and truly. It'll just be one thing after another. You got to eat, you got to eat.
Well, this is a report by the Lancet Commission on Obesity, who have said that a tax on red meat is an example of the urgent action needed to address the greatest threats to human and planetary health.
They'll tell you anything, you know what I mean? If you read all you see, or whatever it is, read all you see, you'll eat all. Oh, I can't remember what it is, but however.
You don't sound like a Lancet Commission reader to me, Janet, or June.
June even. But, all right, but that's the way I see it.
Yes, thank you.
After another.
Thank you, June. Bye. Thank you, John. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you for listening today, wherever you are, throughout the world. Thank you for listening to the biggest show in the country today.